Want to thank our sponsors, Arias Medical Staff, and you can find out more information about how you can get a job anywhere in the U.S. doing the thing you want to do, which is this physical therapy thing, with Arias. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. And one common misconception that I want to get out of the way right away, it doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, they're not trying to get money out of you and then find you a job. They're just sitting there with a bunch of jobs, and you're sitting there wanting to go to different places and travel around and be a PT. Match made in heaven. Arias is the leader. They'll get it done for you. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Paid travel and housing benefits, positions in all of the 50 states, a variety of different settings, plus Con Ed money too. That's a big question in travel physical therapy. Great way to see the country, and you can do it as a new grad, a seasoned professional. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. That's Arias. These guys have supported the show from the beginning, so we want to make sure you support them. And by the way, they're going to support you by getting you a job doing some PT. The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com. Doing something a little different, we had a former guest, SPT from Columbia University, Joe Lipsky, who was with us on episode 109. He was the New York State Corps Ambassador, and he was doing some different things with Columbia University. We had him back on the show a couple years ago, and he was going to this conference in New York City. A bunch of students just decided to throw their own conclave in New York City, all across the state from New York is where the students came from, and they got together, threw some programming together, and started learning. So I wasn't able to attend, but since Joe was going, I said, hey man, grab a mic and do some interviewing. So he interviewed the current Corps Ambassador for New York State, Tyler, and here is what it sounded like.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pintcast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Hey Jimmy, it's Joe Lipsky, the PT Pintcast correspondent from Columbia University, and I'm reporting here from the New York City PT Student Conclave. It's crazy here right now. We have about over 300 students. We just finished up a presentation from the NYPTA president, Michael Mattia. The energy in this place is really unreal. We have clinics networking with students, putting on push-up contests, fairy tale physical therapy, putting on small performances from their Frozen show. I really want to introduce my guest, Tyler Den Thiel. He's the new Corps Ambassador from New York State. Tyler.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me today, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you, first and foremost, to everyone from the Conclave Planning team, all of our speakers and exhibitors today. It's really been a great day, a great learning experience for everyone. I'm from Long Island, New York. I currently attend Ithaca College, and I will be graduating this year, and I'm super excited to have my last few clinicals down here in the New York City metro area.
What did you learn today that surprised you?
So I really learned a lot from Karen Litzy's keynote this morning. It was absolutely amazing. A lot about value and valuing relationships and connections that you can make at events like this. I think it's super important to get involved in one way or another. The main takeaway I had from her speech was about valuing relationships and how to evaluate the value that you have in your relationship with someone, whether it be personal, professional, or a little bit of both. And then from another speaker I was able to attend, Heather Cronin, I got to kind of get an insight on the right questions to ask when searching for employment, the right questions to ask to know that I will be employed by an employer who cares about me and has value in me and is really looking out for my best interests.
I think that's awesome. You know, definitely as a new grad, I think that's one of the big things going on in the PT field is finding an employer that really cares about you and that wants to develop you as much as they want to develop their own business. Why should someone attend a student conclave if they haven't been to one before? What are the kind of benefits, or what will they expose themselves to if they wouldn't attend one otherwise?
I'm going to harp back to Karen Litzy's keynote speech about value, relationships, connections, networking. I could sit here and go to talks and lectures all day, write down my notes, but what really, really comes out of these events is the connections you make, the others you meet that are around your age in your field. You know, if I met a second year and I'm a third year and now he wants to kind of get some mentorship from me, the leadership that I'm able to then develop, the connections you can make with other practitioners, clinicians, employers, those are lasting relationships. And you're going to introduce yourself to tens, if not hundreds of people when you go to even larger conferences than this. Even if there's only a few of those relationships, like I said before, you find those relationships that have real big value and you take them and you run. That's the biggest takeaway I get from all these events. I've attended a few now and I can say that I wish I could attend one every weekend and just make new connections, meet new people, and really just keep progressing myself and the profession of physical therapy forward.
I remember when I first started coming to school and the first conference I attended, it was life-changing. And you realize what the possibilities are when you connect with other like-minded people who want to accomplish similar things. The power of building relationships, and there's no better place to build more relationships than at a conference of people with the same professional goals as you, you know, trying to accomplish similar things.
This is The Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum.
Optum Manual Therapy offers a certification in orthopedic manual therapy and a manual therapy fellowship program.
Now with locations in Dallas,
San Antonio,
Houston,
Scottsdale,
and St. Louis.
If you want to be a certified orthopedic manual therapist or complete a fellowship in manual therapy,
visit them at OptumFellowship.com.
What is your parting shot from the conclave? What's something you took away?
For me personally, as a third year student who is kind of on his way out of academia for now, I really got to meet some awesome people, make some awesome connections and potential employment opportunities. I talked to a few different clinics and hospitals around the area, and I'm really looking forward to getting to possibly go and visit their clinics, their club, Fit Club, with Kellen and Spear Physical Therapy and Sinai. I'm really looking forward to getting to go and see what they do. They're all very open to having students come and just see what it's like, and really thankful for this event, for the opportunities it provides me for the future.
All right, Tyler. Well, thank you for your time, and again, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you very much, Joe. Thank you, Jimmy and PT Pinecast, for having me on today. Appreciate the time and effort.
That was Joe Lipsky, Tyler Denthiel, reporting to you live from the New York City Student PT Conference. Over and out.
Want to say thanks to Fox Rehabilitation for bringing you the PT Pinecast. Fox Rehabilitation is a clinician-owned and operated professional practice of full-time physical, occupational, and speech therapists across 15 states with more than 950 clinicians. Combined, we have more than 200 years of clinically excellent leadership. Our mission? To rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people, empowering our people to facilitate and provide clinically excellent care to our clients, allowing them to achieve what they once thought impossible. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out at foxrehab.org.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.